Proclamation number 7153, dated the June 25th, 1958. Man's conscious work of improving his soul. Nothing should prevent you from carrying out the work of improving your soul, for this alone determines your fate in eternity. And no one can relieve you of this work. No one can do it for you. And therefore every day your soul hasn't made any progress is lost. Even if you just carry out a single deed of love, it helps your soul to mature. Every day that has only satisfied your selfish love, that has only benefited your body, is a lost day, for as soon as the soul had to starve, the day was lived in vain. And yet you can easily progress, for you are offered many opportunities where you can prove yourselves, where you can carry out this said psychological work, opportunities, where you have to defeat yourselves, where you have to fight against longings or all kinds of bad habits, where you can please with kind deeds, friendly words or helpful acts, which always result in spiritual advantages for your soul. Time and again opportunities will arise when you can enter into heartfelt communication with your God and Father in order to derive a blessing for your soul. And time and again you can listen to the Word of God or read it and thereby provide your soul with very special help by providing it with nourishment which enables it to mature. And no matter how lucrative your days will be for you in regards to earthly profit, a good deed, no matter how small, is deemed far more valuable, for it results in profit for the soul which it can never lose again. But it cannot keep what the body receives. They are just borrowed goods which can be taken away again at any time. And therefore you can also cause daily damage to your soul if you burden it with sin, if you lead a bad way of life and add many additional sins to the existing original sin, which only your soul will be answerable for one day, because it is immortal. Hence you should not spend your days thoughtlessly, you should thoroughly consider what you are doing, and you should try to take more care of your soul than of your body, for the soul is your real self which is to travel the path across earth in order to mature fully, in order to attain perfection, which it can only achieve on earth. But this also necessitates your will, with which you consciously have to fight against weaknesses and all kinds of faults. Consequently, if the human being wants to become perfect, he will also have to request the strength to live in accordance with God's will, that is, to accomplish deeds of love, which then will surely be granted to him. He is to live life consciously, always aiming to perfect his still imperfect nature, and make every effort to do so. Then he will be impelled from within to act with love, he can't help himself but do kind deeds, and thus he will also be able to progress spiritually every day. And then he will not let himself be held back by worldly enticements either. For once he is serious about accomplishing his goal of achieving perfection, he will always put his work of improving his soul first, and then he will also always receive help from the spiritual beings guarding his earthly life, who time and again try to influence his thoughts such that he thinks, speaks and acts in accordance with God's will. For the only purpose of earthly life is the maturing of his soul, which, however, is rarely recognized, and therefore the soul's fate is often an unfortunate one, albeit due to its own fault, for the human being is time and again informed why he lives on earth. If he doesn't want to believe it, his soul will have to pay for it one day by taking the darkness across into the kingdom of the beyond, with which it had come to earth as a human being. Amen.